and hack and sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team. And my license number is 47388. And Bonnie, do you have a license number?
No, I don't.
Okay. Becky. There are some industries that do not have license numbers. I fight that all the time. We am here today with Bonnie Miller from Miller's Floor Store. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, Becky.
I've dealt with Miller's Floor Store almost as long as you've been alive.
No, I don't think so.
You guys are located, I think it's 4711, isn't it?
4713 Northwest 10th.
And you carry all kinds of goods, and I've just depended on you for repairs, for installation, and to help get a house ready to sell. And I thought we'd bring you on today to kind of talk about flooring. It's a big deal when you list a house. It's a big deal when you buy a house.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
There's a lot of decisions to be made.
Well, and we'll start by talking about, well, what are the most popular flooring options at this point? Are people still buying more carpet than anything else?
No, it's actually changed around a lot. They're going with hard surfaces in your entries, your living areas, down your halls, and they're putting hard surfaces, of course, in the kitchens and bathrooms. But in the bedrooms, they're going with the carpet.
Yeah, so bedroom.
It has changed a lot because it used to be you'd put a little entryway in. This is
hard surface.
Years ago.
Uh-huh. Back in the 60s and 70s.
And then even in the 90s is when I kind of got into the business. We were still seeing a lot of that and down the halls and everything else. But now it's the carpet's kind of disappearing out of those areas and just going to the bedrooms.
What's the traffic in the hallways?
That's one of the first reasons a customer will come back in is our hallway is destroyed. You know, it gets so much traffic, you know, what do you suggest?
Right.
And that's where we go with the hard surfaces.
Well, you guys helped us with one this, it finished it up, I think, this week.
Mm-hmm.
Listed a house, beautiful, beautiful home.
Yes, it is. It's a very nice house.
And on a wonderful lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be my smoking hot deal today, so you guys stay tuned for our smoking hot deals. But that house, you walked in the front door and you could see 8 different floorings if you just looked real carefully. And they were all hard surface, but different hard surfaces.
Yes, a variety from sand, seal, and finish to glued down engineering to laminate to ceramic.
Yeah.
And carpet too, and carpet going up the stairs, which that looked great.
So, I thought, well, maybe we could just list it at a good price and let folks choose their own flooring. Well, that didn't work because people don't have much imagination and they see all these dollar signs. So we changed it. We left ceramic in the bathroom, right?
Yes.
In the little half bath.
Yes.
And then it had new flooring in the master bedroom.
And the little office to the side of it had the same thing.
Yeah. So did we leave
We left that.
Okay.
Yes.
But now you look in and there's the same flooring pretty much as you walk through the entryway and into the different rooms. It's going to make a big difference, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Yeah. So it's our smoking hot deal. It's going to be held open next week so that everybody can see it. And most folks think that's going to cost $20,000. Do you remember how much it cost?
It was right at like $7,300.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well,
okay.
the there was another company that came in prior to me to give them a bid, and it was right at 10,000 or just right under 10,000.
I think it was 11,000.
11,000. Oh, see, didn't know. And it's like, well, okay, what can we do to do this? And of course, they were going to tear out even more. And then I come up with the idea to, you know, they wanted to keep two of the rooms, the formal dining and the little, was it a library or something next to each other. And that was in a glued down engineered wood. And they wanted to keep that.
Right.
Of all the floors, that's the one they wanted to keep. And it's like, okay, well, let's see what I can do. Went back to the store. You know, they had I had a kind of good idea of what would look good with it. Took back over some samples and found one that matched up very well. And we put that throughout the entry and through
the
den.
And mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then at that point, when you walk in now, you just see the new floors, of course. They're all the same color.
Harmonious.
They're all the same level.
Yeah.
We did have to put T-molds between the new floor and their existing floors because of you can't match up the lines,
well,
you know, and everything.
And
to
the
be
problem
exact.
Is that there some of those are a little bit different height.
Exactly.
So
so that's why we had to have T-molds in those areas. But other than that, then all you saw with it just it looks, you know, the visual look in is so much nicer and prettier. You see their pretty staircase going up, and you're not attracted to stopping and looking because you've got all these different colors of floor going on.
Right. So flooring makes a huge difference.
Yes.
When you list a home, and you need it to be just one solid look when you walk in. That's the style nowadays.
Yes.
Right. And before it was like a little patch of ceramic, and then you would have carpet and maybe a different vinyl in the kitchen or something like that. Now vinyl is kind of coming back too, isn't it?
Oh yes, we have turned a complete different circle. It used to be the chic good vinyl, or the old terminology, linoleum. Well, they don't. They still make linoleum, but that's 6 foot goods. That's like commercial type flooring. So now. They had when I started in the business, we sold a lot of vinyl, which comes on a 12-foot wide roll, and the guys roll it out, and they make seams where it's past 12-foot and so forth and so on. Now the vinyl comes in different categories. You can get it glued down. You can get it on a waterproof barrier, you know, waterproof click and lock. And they come in pieces. You can get tile looks like that are from 12 to 24 inches and some bigger. You can get wood plank looks, which are anywhere from 6 by 36, 6 by 48, 7 by 48. They've even got some 9 by 5 foot.
It keeps getting wider, doesn't
yeah.
it? Pretty
keeps
soon we'll be
wider
back.
And bigger.
Pretty soon we'll be back to our 12-foot roll.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so before we continue with the vinyl, because we want to talk about sometimes they grind up stone and put in the vinyl to give it a more warm feel and a warm look. We're going to be talking vinyl planks, ground in stone, all kinds of things like that with Bonnie Miller of Miller's Floor Store when we return with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins. If you want real estate advice, call me. You can call this morning live on the air. You can ask a question of Bonnie Miller of Miller's Floor Store about up-and-coming things or how you fix or transition or how you measure and that kind of stuff. Just call 405-840-1000. 840-1000. And you can contact me by going to BeckyIvins.com or just going to just call me on the telephone, 722-3232. Well, Bonnie, we're talking about, oh, by the way, I do have Casa Perico gift certificates. I went a full
nice.
Month without eating at Casa Perico's. Now, of course, I was gone for half of that time on vacation. But it was like the longest spell I've ever been not eating at Casa Perico's. So I went this week, and I got a couple of gift certificates for lunch. So if you guys want to call and ask Bonnie a question, I will mail you a free lunch from Casa Perico Mexican Group.
That's nice.
Yeah. So we're talking about vinyl planks. And, you know, my husband, you just put wood in our house.
Yes,
and,
we did.
And a lot of wood, actually, wasn't it?
Yes, a lot.
And my husband wanted vinyl because it looks like wood, a little more durable than wood.
It's more pet friendly.
Yeah.
More kid friendly.
Of course, I was afraid he'd get another pet if we got pet friendly flooring.
That's exactly right.
we have four little grandkids across the street from us, and they're over there a lot.
Oh, yes.
So,
well, hard surface, the engineered wood floor, like you did get, they make them so much tougher. They put aluminum oxide finishes on them. They're more durable than a lot of people think,
and they look like wood, really.
Oh, yeah. Sand, seal, and finished wood. Yeah, uh-huh. And it's in the color you want.
Oh yeah, because
you're more limited when you on site sanded, seal, and finish, especially when you've got a house that you're living in to take on a project like that. Of course, it was kind of a dusty mess, but because we took a lot of flooring up at your house.
Oh my
too.
Gosh, we are still changing our filters once a week.
Yeah.
Well, we had like, I think it ended up being, I forgot how many square feet, but maybe 1,300 or
something
so
like
square
that,
feet
yeah.
of ceramic tile.
Yeah, to take up first.
Uh-huh.
And
that was
pretty, got started.
That
yeah.
was pretty dusty.
Yes.
And then the kitchen counters and the kitchen backsplash and the bathroom backsplash ended up being a lot of dust. Mm-hmm. But it all looks good now.
Yes, it does.
You'll have to come over and
yes,
see it.
I
it
need
looks
to.
Really good now. So the wood floor as opposed to the vinyl floor, there was a big difference that we didn't go with vinyl because of baseboards.
Right. If you're taking up ceramic tile, the baseboards are set up at a certain height. It's usually like 3/8 of an inch. Sometimes it's a 1/2 inch. Usually not, because it's going to be the thickness of your tile. So you can go underneath baseboards with engineered wood that comes in like 3/8 inch thickness. But you still have to take your baseboards off, at least, you know, on a few sides, and then they have to go back on. So if you go with a product that is shorter, like the vinyl floors are a little bit shorter. They do make several that are thicker, but they are going to be shorter than what your baseboards are. So we go with a little trim piece that is called quarter round. But there is different sizes of the quarter round. We figured that out through time. They make different sizes. The bigger one, the 3/4 inch quarter round, fits perfectly and covers up any gaps, because you still have to leave expansion and contraction areas underneath that baseboard.
So you guys get into woodwork when you do flooring.
Sometimes we do, and now we work with, we buy our trim from a vendor that carries matching quarter rounds that goes with, I have a little packet of colors of the flooring that I can match up to your baseboards and order in the baseboards to match.
And you know what was real interesting when we put our floor down is that you found us vent covers that yes. were made out of wood.
Yes.
That just blend right in with our flooring. And it's a very elegant look. I love it. And then I had my painter, which took like 7 coats of stuff to get it exactly the right color.
Mm-hmm.
And it just blends in. So all those little details kind of matter. And going with an experienced person that, I mean, like when you came out to the house, I'd already had someone come out to the house, a different big store. I walked into a store, had about 20 minutes between appointments. I walked into a store and just thought, I said, Jim, let's just go in and kind of look at what's available so that we'll kind of know. And up comes an old friend that used to be a neighbor that's been in the flooring business forever. But when the guy came out to measure, he didn't really talk about all the things you talked about. And then, oh, I'm going to give you the best deal. I really want your business. I want you to refer people to me. I'm going to give you the best deal. I said, well, that would be awesome. And then I get this bid, which didn't have half the stuff on it that was on your bid. I mean, you had every single little thing so that there were no add-ons. When I went to pay the bill, it was all on there originally. And your bid was still lower. And I expect you to make some money. And I'm sure you did make a little bit of money, probably not a whole lot. But and this other guy says, oh, well, I can meet that bid. I said, you should have to start with. If you wanted my business, you told me you were going to give me the best deal possible. And then now you're saying, oh, well, that deal, I can give you a better deal. And you don't have confidence in that.
Yeah. That happens a lot. People will go different places and then they'll come to us, or, you know, they may come to us and then go somewhere else. And I like to be pretty darn close to what they are going to be spending. There is always sometimes the unforeseen that happens, that there's no way you can expect to have to do that. You know, like if you've got a crack in your floor, it has to be sealed and, or, you know, filled in and taken care of. Or, you know, who knows if it's foundational, something like that. It's usually not.
And you don't know till you take the old floor up, really, what you've got.
The unexpected. So there are those kind of unforeseen things that happen from time to time. But most generally, I try to think of everything. But
right.
Like yours, you added the vent cover, so that was an extra. But, you know, that's something that adds extra touches to the floors.
Right.
And I like to go over all the details of what's going to happen.
Right.
I mean,
well, we felt really good about it. And I will tell you, when we walked into that other store, Bonnie, we had no intention of buying from that other store. We knew who we were going to buy from because we've bought from Miller's Floor Store for 40 years. And we weren't going outside that because we know the dependability of the installers and that we'll get exactly what we order. So we're going to talk more with Bonnie Miller. If you have a question, I've got a free lunch. Give me a call at 840-1000. See you on the other side of the news. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. I asked you to call in with a question, and you did. So, good morning, Mary.
Hi.
Hi.
We're getting ready to install a wood floor, old-fashioned oak floor over a freshly poured slab. What considerations might you suggest?
Okay, is it going to be a sand and seal floor, or is it an engineered product?
Not an engineered product, no. Just solid oak.
It's a solid oak? Well, right. What's the thickness on it?
Three-quarter inch.
Okay. Well, in Oklahoma, my company doesn't sell the three-quarter inch because you need to lay down a subfloor to nail it to. There are some companies that do glue down the solid three-quarter inch, but with solid three-quarter inch, it will expand and contract, and we have a lot of moisture in our concrete. So I would definitely be concerned about the moisture in your newly poured concrete because you need to let all the moisture out of that concrete unless they put a chemical in it that or a water barrier underneath that concrete when they poured the slab. So that's my only concerns with the three-quarter inch.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
That's a good question. But that just sort of lets you know that you've got to go with somebody that knows, that's done these and knows the product and how the challenges of
every house is different. So you have to know what your situation is. A lot of houses have that, but they, your contractor needs to be, you know, a reputable company that works with that all the time.
And, you know, if you do if you know you're putting down what we call sand and seal, which is just pieces of board.
Right. They're solid.
Solid board, and they're usually pretty thick, right?
Oh, yeah. It's 3/4 inch, and then you have to have an underlayment underneath that. So you've usually your transition pieces from your carpet areas to or your tile areas to the 3/4 inch is going to be a lot taller step down.
Right. Yeah. And but those transition pieces are solid wood as well, usually. But when you do that, if you know for sure you're going to install that kind of floor, here's my advice before your slab is poured. Be sure and put plenty of rebar in your slab, because if you concrete cracks, that as anybody will tell you in the construction industry, concrete does two things. It gets hard and it cracks. So when it cracks, a crack is not a horrible thing, but it does allow moisture up and it allows termites to come up.
That's true.
And they munch on that wood pretty handily, don't they?
Yes, because there's a lot of good wood there to munch on.
Yeah. And then if you put your rebar in there, it's not going to keep the concrete from cracking, but it will eliminate the expansion of the crack and the unlevelness of the crack, because sometimes part of that slab's going to come up and part's going to go down. It'll be unlevel. And if you've got solid wood on top of that, that's going to be an issue.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so, that's true.
I can tell you from having gone out and listed and selling homes like this, that could be a big issue. And a very expensive floor.
Oh, yes, it is. Very,
very expensive
It's a
floor.
Very classic look, but there are a lot of different products out there now that are different heights. You can, like the engineer products are several layers that are compressed. And when you do that, you can actually, you can butt up the 3/8 inch wood with tile and not have any type of transition piece in between, which makes it really nice. And the engineered products are so structurally sound. We still have to have room for expansion and contraction. That's just a given. But they're so structurally sound, they're not going to hardly give at all.
Okay. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to do a small repair or install an entire roof, tear off what they need to, put that ice and water shield on there so that you don't end up with icicles in your attic and drips down the wall onto your nice wood floors. So Robbins Roofing is 728-3700, 728-3700. Call my friend Larry Robbins, he'll come out and see you and check your roof and tell you what you need. Our word of the day today is laminate, as in laminate flooring. And sometimes they used to call this floating wood. Flooring, yes. Not so much anymore. I don't think they call it floating wood. Mm-hmm. But why'd they call it floating wood, Bonnie?
Because it actually sits on top of the slab. It locks together or clicks together.
Oh, so it's not glued down to the slab.
No,
so
it is
much.
Not. Laminate is a floating floor, and you have to have a pad underneath it, and it actually locks in place. Years ago, they started the laminate floor. It's like a Formica countertop, basically, is how you would describe it. Wilson Art used to be a old name that they had some, and Formica actually used to have a a brand of floating floor.
Most of us knew laminate flooring as Pergo because that was the big brand.
Yes, and we had the Pergo. We sold a lot of Pergo.
Well, a laminate flooring is a multi-layer synthetic flooring product fused together with a lamination process. It's supposed to simulate wood or sometimes stone with a photographic applique layer under a clear protective layer. So there's different layers, and laminate just basically means that it's glued together, different
That's
layers,
correct.
Right? So
it's a picture of a actual product that is laminated to the material.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing with the laminate floors, they were a fiber wood inner layer. So if you get them wet, they'll swell up because it's bad.
And people still use plenty of laminate.
They do, and they've improved them. They're making them waterproof now. They're they're going with the waterproof wood layer on the top now. That's the newest one.
And you just kind of wonder how can anything be waterproof? Probably water resistant.
It's that inner core that they create.
Yeah. Huh. Well, in laminate floor, you see more in houses that are more average price range.
Yes.
And lower.
Right.
But it's very unusual to find a $300,000 house or up with laminate flooring
That's correct.
With the I call it Formica. Formica is a brand name. It's kind of like Kleenex is a tissue, right?
Right.
And so it's more of that countertop stuff on the floor.
Yeah.
And there are issues with that. The old stuff, man, if you got it wet, like in front of the dishwasher and the dishwasher it would swell up. It looked like different layers of paper because it's cellulose and that's what it's made from. But they do a lot better job now, and you sell laminate as don't you?
We sell laminate and the new vinyls, the luxury vinyl, plank or tile floors have taken their place because they are the waterproof.
Right. And the vinyl, the nice thing about that is you can take up a piece and put it back down. If somebody comes in, and they're almost indestructible to begin with.
Yes.
But if for some reason somebody decided to take a knife to your floor or something, or scoot some metal over it and it tears it, you can put down another piece.
That's correct. There's different the lock together, click together, floating floor is a little bit harder to replace a piece because you have to unclick it from whichever side you're dealing with and then put it back together, put a new piece in and put it back together. Whereas if you're going with some of the glue-down versions, like you'll see the glue-down versions are in your hospitality, in your malls, in your restaurants, hospitals, and homes.
Yeah, I mean, if you see something in a hospital or the first... I was considering a vinyl at one point, and it's when we were kind of like building our house, so it's been several years ago, and I thought, wow, vinyl, but it looked just like wood, but it wore better, and we did have an English Mastiff at the time, so that was not a real easy animal to have on a floor, but all 222 pounds of him. I talked to a floor distributor that is an extended family member, and he's got shops up in Colorado. And he said, well, go look at your Safeway stores. They've got that in their entry where all the shopping carts and the traffic goes through. And I went and looked, and doggone it, Homeland had it in there. And it looked like it was new. There was nothing really wrong with it. So I thought that was
takes a lot of wear and abuse.
So hospitals and stuff, because they move heavy stuff through those hospitals and lots of traffic down the hall.
Yeah.
So
and a lot of people have pets, and or they have a real lifestyle. They have a pool in the backyard.
Right.
And if you've got things like that, or you just want it to be pet-friendly, kid-friendly. You know, you've got a pool in the backyard. You walk in off, on top of engineered wood or hardwood. You've got to be more careful because that wood is susceptible to, you know, absorbing that water.
We use a different door to get in and out of our house now because we got the wood and we had tile.
Right, right.
So you, coming in and out of the pool and lots of little kids coming in and out. And we, of course, we don't, we had another bathroom built to come in and out, but most people never used it. But now we do.
Exactly.
We want to be a little bit more careful.
We change our ways.
Yeah, we do. If you have a question, I want you to give us a call, and we will take your call right after we go to a break, and we'll have our smoking hot deal right after this with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins. If you want to give me a call today live, it is 840-1000 here in the 405 area code, 840-1000. And if you want to call me anytime during the week to ask a real estate question, get some help with selling or buying real estate, it is 722-3232. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. I'm writing down the number.
Oh, okay. Good. Good. I'll give it to you again. Are you ready? 722-3232. And by the way, Miller's Floor Store, if you want to call them, it is 946-0711. My friends that are that own the 7-Elevens are going to be very happy with me for that.
Where are they located?
Oh, we're at, hi, Carol. We're at 4713 Northwest 10th Street, which is at Meridian and 10th Street. We're like two blocks west of Meridian on the north side of the road.
Wow. Okay. We're getting ready to do our kitchen.
Okay.
Dining area. We've got a dinky house. Okay.
Okay.
And the floor is a disaster.
Oh. What you're saying is you're trending because you've got a tiny house?
Well, we moved here from El Paso, Texas. We are in our last house. We're old, and we're getting it ready to sell so that when it has to be sold, our executor isn't going to have to come in here and try and deal with loose ends and a different culture and who knows what else.
Oh, well, I'd be glad to help you with that.
But I'm wondering, okay, what's here now is the people that owned it put in, you know, stick them, two layers of it. Of course, that all has to come off. And I've wondered also what? About taking the floor that we put in the kitchen and the adjoining dining room into the living room.
Yes.
You know, make it all one deal.
Yes, we're doing that a lot. Are you on a subfloor or on concrete?
Concrete.
Concrete, yes.
Yeah, the house was built in 1985.
Okay.
I am not sure. I wouldn't be surprised that this first layer of stickum is original, but they covered it up. You know what I mean by stick up, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, peel and stick, or it's just a tile, vinyl tile that they put down earlier, and which we used to do a lot of that.
And it looks okay. I saw that there were some issues when we bought the house, and as I have been in here, oh my goodness. I need a new kitchen real bad because there's hardly any space in here, even though it looks like there's a lot. There is.
Carol, let me interrupt you and tell you that let me offer to just come look at your house and give you some good ideas as to what might work best if you're kind of thinking about livability and selling it. I think that's going to be the best option here.
Oh.
And Mike Gannon can take your information, and I'll bring with me your free lunch certificate from Casa Perico. How's that?
Oh, that would work.
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay. And I'm here with Bonnie Miller. Bonnie.
Hi,
what
Becky.
Are some of the things, and Bonnie Miller's with Miller Floor Store, by the way. And what are some other things that someone considering new flooring might want to think about?
Well, when you start looking at flooring, if you're going to go to a store, what I like to suggest to people is the color of your woodwork, the color of your paint. If you've got a little sample or some ideas what your colors will match up to, it makes it a lot easier to pick out a few samples and take them home then and look at them. But if you come to the store and you didn't bring anything with you, you know what your paint color is? I always have a little chart of the paint
of
colors.
Of the paint colors, right.
Yes, because it makes all the difference in the world. And different people will bring their sofa cover, their, you know, a piece of something from the house that they want to coordinate the colors with. And that makes it a lot easier.
Do you know, it makes a difference as to, I know that when I call every couple of weeks and say, hey, we need new carpet in this house, and I give you the price range of the house, kind of whether it's acreage, urban or suburban, and when I say new carpet, most of the time it's not, it's not carpet all the way through the house because there's hard floors, or maybe we need hard floors, but you take samples out and you put them up against the baseboards and take pictures and send them, say, which one do you think? We always land on the same one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not good with colors naturally, but I have learned how to look at the pigment in colors to where if you can't just say, well, my walls are gray or my walls are tan, because
there's a lot of different colors in the
yes,
colors.
Yes, and you look at the pigment underneath it, and you can kind of tell. So, but you help do that. You actually go out and measure.
Yes, I go out and measure. I usually, like if you call me and tell me I need to go measure, and there's one of your clients is there that's going to be selling the home, I usually try to ask ahead of time when I call to make the appointment, well, what color are your walls? You know, what were you thinking about? What color tones do you have in your house? Because it makes it a lot easier for me to grab a few samples if I know it's going to be in the grays or if it's going to be in the beiges.
Well, and the thing is you know what sells, because about 80% of your business, 70 or 80%, has always been builders. So you know what the builders are buying.
Yes.
So you know what the current stuff is. Okay. And you stock that current stuff so that they don't have to wait to order it usually. Bonnie Miller, Miller's Floor Store on Northwest 10th, just east of west of Meridian. And thank you for being a guest today.
Thank you very much, Becky. I sure enjoyed it.
Tune in next week. I love to have you listening, and I appreciate it. And this is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate, saying goodbye till next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.